1-1 with Tri-County Tech. And Matt Songer, all of a sudden, is kind of like, what's his first name again? In from Tri-County. And I know it's summertime now, but you are getting set for a new semester right now.
Oh, absolutely. We are now enrolling for our adult programs, and all of our programs are currently available. So right now would be the perfect time that if you're wanting a change of career, maybe a change of pace, maybe you just want to change the direction of your life, right now would be the time to come into Tech and apply. We have a couple ways you can do it. You can either come in and talk to us face-to-face, or maybe if that doesn't work for you, maybe you're sitting at your office or your house right now and like, man, I really want to go ahead and apply right now. You can go to tricountytech.edu and go ahead and find that program that really interests you. Maybe it's auto service or maybe it's welding. There is a apply now button on that webpage, and you can go ahead and click it, and then we'll get a hold of you and we'll finish the enrollment with you.
That really makes it pretty easy because you've already started that process, name, address, phone number, what are you interested in, that general information, and then you or one of the other counselors at Tri-County get to get specific with the new student.
Exactly. So we go into what are you wanting to get out of this. We get into specifics on are you needing financial assistance? These are all the things that we don't ask for over the internet. We just don't do it through the website, but we'll get a hold of you. It's most likely going to be our amazing recruiter, our Kyle Poole. He's going to be the one getting a hold of you and setting everything up because we'll want to make sure that you're as successful as you can be.
Yeah. But of course, you get to talk to a lot of prospective students, but generally speaking, they're on the high school level. But
you know, the
nice thing about adult classes, you're talking to, usually to somebody, like you said, who is ready to pick up new skills, to change a career, to just maybe improve what they maybe already know in a given career area.
Exactly. So I traditionally work with high school students, and they have a very strict 10-month window that we can actually work with them. Our adult programs are going all the time, summer, winter, doesn't matter when. We have classes constantly for our adults because it depends upon what their schedule is for when they can actually come. Not everyone works the same way.
No.
And that's what's lovely about our flex courses and our fast track courses. Like my flex programs are for the people that are currently working, doing that 9-to-5 job so that you can come after work in the evenings and you can work on your career while maintaining your current job. And that's what it's really there for, is for people that are currently working and are wanting to change fields. Maybe they're wanting to go into the medical field, be a CNA, be an LPN, do some type of medical field. Then they would be able to take those courses after they got off work and then be able to change their life.
Well, the medical field, first of all, is constantly wide open. I'm looking at some of the higher levels of the profession. I've talked with nurses at Jane Phillips and other places, and they use the example, and not that I would want anyone to quit their job, but the point is they could, for the most part, quit a job at, let's say, Jane Phillips, and within a day or so be hired on someplace else. The demand is that good.
Oh, absolutely. We all the time, especially when I'm talking to my high school students, one of the classes that we have people go through the most is basic phlebotomy. It takes about 3 to 4 weeks to actually finish the full program.
Right.
And we'd be able to make a few phone calls, and within about 15 minutes, probably have you a job offer.
Yeah, who hasn't gone to the doctor's office and have the doctor say, you know, we need to draw some blood.
We need to draw some blood.
Whether it's a simple finger stick or whether it's a vial or two to check whatever test you're talking about.
Yeah, and that person right there that's taking that blood has to have training. They wouldn't want me or you doing it because we haven't been trained.
Right.
And that's the reason they're special people, because we've all had those experiences where it's always been a little bit stressful. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm scared of needles, and those phlebotomists make it so easy and so painless.
I used to be, but I've donated blood on a regular basis, so I've kind of gotten used to that.
It's gotten over it. I'm still scared of them, and so they always make me at ease, and it's been a phenomenal process whenever I've gone, because they've had amazing training.
Well, again, donating blood, you know, we're talking about drawing blood here. Again, Red Cross and other organizations that need blood.
Absolutely, and they're always having a short supply of blood. And so if you guys have the opportunity to go ahead and donate blood, definitely take the opportunity whenever there's blood drives going on. In fact, we have them every once in a while at Tri-County Tech. Yeah. And next time that happens, we'll have to make sure to watch our website and our Facebook pages. So that you guys can have that opportunity as well.
Which is great. But from that phlebotomy position, whether they went on into laboratory tech field or whether they upgraded to CNA or LPN or some of the other nursing profession side of the house, that's a great place to start.
Absolutely. We always say the best RNs are ones that have gone through the full program, because once you become an RN, it's more of an administrative role. You're leading other people. You have CNAs and LPNs that are underneath you. And to best be a leader that you can be, you need to know what those basic phlebotomists are doing, what those CNAs are doing, what those LPNs are doing and thinking, and so that you're better able to leverage them at a hospital or at a nursing home or wherever you may be.
And of course, also because you probably have had the type of training that they're doing, I'm sorry, we all can improve our technique. We
Absolutely.
Can all always find something that we can do better. You get someone who has done that job for 3-6 years or longer, and they can easily spot saying, I think I can help you do that job better.
Absolutely. And with all of our classes at Tri-County Tech, we want to consider them as more of stepping stones than the final path, especially in the medical field. So when we have phlebotomists come through, we suggest, hey, now that you've got your phlebotomy, then come be a CNA.
Mm-hmm.
And then those CNAs were like, hey, you just finished your CNA. Have you ever thought about a CMA to be able to do the medicine?
Right.
And then maybe an LPN. And at that point, we would say, hey, let's try to find you a school we can have you go to get your RN or BS in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So now we're talking about added responsibility, certainly a lot of added knowledge. You started out as a CNA, or maybe you started out as an EMT.
Absolutely. We have our EMT and paramedic program has just been taking off recently. It's really cool whenever we're working there and you hear the Lifelight helicopter come in, because they're doing training on the Lifelight helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a fun day on campus for our EMTs and paramedics, because it's who doesn't want to work in a helicopter and
sure.
to be a paramedic or an EMT. That's like, it seems like that would be the dream if you're going wanted to do that field.
Well, absolutely, because your office is mobile.
Your office is 100% mobile. You can, and whenever they call in the life flight or the helicopter to come pick someone up, it is in dire need, and you have to be the best of the best to be able to do that. And that's the reason we love our EMT and paramedic program, is because there's a lot of people that have that natural ability and that natural gift to want to help people.
Yeah.
And we have that opportunity. A great story is my little sister. She was just driving down the road one day and she just saw a guy on a scooter, crash.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of like, it was like a Vespa, not like one of those little Lime scooters.
Okay.
And she immediately went into this I've got to help him mode.
Mm-hmm.
And she realized at that point, after helping this guy and helping him with the paramedics, that this is a field that I want to go into.
An active was a good Samaritan turned it into a career.
It really did. It was one of those just aha moments where, you know, she's like, I want to be a paramedic and I want to be an EMT. And now she has a career that she's loving.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Other careers, of course, lead you to industry, whether it's automation equipment or electronics or welding or something like that.
Yeah, one of the ones that a lot of people don't realize in Barstool, we always think that we're this professional. We have Phillips, of course, here in town. We have a lot of people that do machining.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Phillips is planning on increasing their machinist here in town as well. So one of the things that these companies need and are dire need of are precision machinists, people who can run CNCs and lathes and mills and be incredibly precise. We at Tri-County Tech have an adult and a flex program that you're able to take and to be a precision machinist, that you'd be able to manufacture these parts, whether it be for an oil pump or maybe for an aircraft. It's amazing where some of these parts end up.
How does somebody get started? It starts off with that email or that phone call, right?
It starts off, so the easiest way is if you go to tricountytech.edu, go ahead and find the class that you want to go ahead and be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
On that page, you'll see right at the top, you'll see an apply now and you'll see a get info. Whether you're ready to go ahead and pull that trigger, click on that apply now and we'll get everything set up for you to come in and finish the enrollment process. Maybe you just have more questions about that program or any of our other programs. Click that get info button and it sends us an email so that we can get a hold of you and we can answer anything that you have and we would love to be able to chat with you.
And financial aid is never a problem at Tri-County Tech.
It is not. We have our own foundation, completely separate from any FAFSA, and we'll take up to 2/3 of your tuition if you qualify. And so what we really want is for no student to not have the education that they deserve and that they need based upon a financial reason.
Matt, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you, Charlie.
One-on-one with Tri-County Tech on 1400 K1.
And commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227.